Roland Martin, brought to you by General Motors. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, made to love. And it puts a new spin on an amazing heritage. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala, find new roads from our Washington, D.C. studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, what's happening? Yesterday, Tom, you talked to James Harris, of course, the first black quarterback in the NFL. And we all know there was a time when brothers simply were not allowed to play QB in college or even in the pros. That has changed. But what is also amazing, Tom, is that today when you talk about these gurus, the folks they go to prepare them for the NFL and to try to get back in, the top person in the country right now is a brother. In terms of the quarterback guru, George Whitfield joins us this morning. Hey, George, how you doing?
I'm good, Mr. Martin. Mr. Joyner, what an honor to be on with you guys this morning.
Well, George, I got to ask you, how in the world did when it comes to QBs who want to stay in the NFL or get in the NFL, they all come to you when Cam Newton was going into the NFL, Warren Moon, brought Cam to you, Johnny Manziel worked out with you, but the year before he won the Heisman, also Vince Young trying to get back in the NFL, went to your camp, now he's likely going to make the Green Bay Packers. Man, what are you doing with these brothers out there?
Grinding. Chopping wood. Putting the work in. It's been some wheelbarrow days. And, it started about 8 years ago. And, I would have loved to have kept playing, son of a football coach. And, my road wearing a helmet ended. And then I had some incredible opportunities to kind of stay in the game. And obviously no one grows up saying, I want to train quarterback. I wanted to be out there playing against Vince Young and going up against Michael Vick. But opportunities, they show themselves. And if you
you can make a good living like that for a long time.
Yes, you can.
You never get hurt. You never get blindsided.
I have not heard of a quarterback coach getting a knee replaced. So,
man, that's a good job.
That is an excellent job.
I love it. And the victories you see once your guys have success and they go back with things that they work with you on and they make that phone call or you're up on the phone with Vince when. He gets those teams that call him back, and you get to join Manziel at the Heisman ceremony. I went back with Cam Newton for the draft. Those are special because you had a chance, to get in there and put your hands on the project and help see him through. So,
hey, Roland, after we talked with James Harris yesterday, I asked the question, which was the last NFL team to have a starting black quarterback? And
there are a number of them.
There are a number of them that have never had a starting black quarterback.
Does that surprise you, sir, in this day and age?
Does it surprise me? No, I wouldn't say it does because there's also been teams, the Jacksonville Jaguars, I would say 4 or 5 years ago, at one point, every quarterback on the roster was African American. So we are getting opportunities, and the doors are opening up now. It may be, just by happen chance that certain teams haven't had an African-American quarterback lead them, but the leadership is too flush in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It isn't like there's an old guard at this program or an old guard at this organization. That's just happening that way. But there are some teams, for instance, when you had McNabb and Michael Vick on the same team, the Eagles just had two starting quarterbacks on their roster. Mm. They could have been separately gone somewhere else on their own. Mm-hmm.
So that makes up, for the ones who don't have starting black quarterbacks. There are some teams that have too many black quarterbacks.
Yes, I definitely believe that because, like I said,
it all balances
the NFL
out.
It's too transparent. I mean, it does balance out, but it's too transparent now. It's the wins are the bottom line.
I got to ask you, George, is there any player you say, look, man, I can't coach you?
And what's his name?
You just can't play quarterback.
Yeah. You say you want his name, too?
Yeah, who's the best and who's the worst?
Who is the best? The worst quarterback in the NFL by far is, no, I'm just playing.
Tim Tebow. Come on, say Tim Tebow.
he's a, Tim Tebow is a work in progress. I have not had a chance to.
That's very diplomatic.
Good. He never knows when he's going to get some money.
That's right.
Where his money's going to come from.
George, could you fix Tim Tebow?
Yeah, could you help him?
I believe so. And this is, you know, I don't mind answering that question. I believe so. Because the way I look at it, it's a matter of engineering. And it's a matter of getting a guy to slow down, come on out, and just breaking him down element by element. And when they either have the time or when they have the push.
I'm a DJ, but I don't know if you can fix Tim Tebow.
I know.
He said he can help him. George, I saw a commentator who was a former quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, and he was talking about Tim Tebow when they were playing the whoever he was playing with. They were playing the Cowboys, and in the warmups, he said, "I've never seen a quarterback miss every throw in the warmups before a game, and it was Tim Tebow."
And right. He's just running routes.
Now you can fix you can fix that?
You can fix that?
Well, I honestly feel like I could make the three of you better passers and better quarterbacks and better gamers.
Not this so man much, is
hey, you good.
You really got and, something then.
And let me qualify that. I don't mean I'm not saying I'm wearing a cape. I'm simply saying just the position and the way it's set up, like anything, there's a starting process, some foundation that gets laid down. And then
good answer.
You walk them on through it, I think you can't help but to move the needle. Sometimes it goes a little, sometimes it goes a lot.
Well, I believe you got that big Q on your chest.
Folks, he is George Whitfield. He is the baddest quarterback coach in the country. Everybody wants to go work out with him. George, we certainly appreciate it, bro. Man, keep doing your thing and handling your business.
He's our little known Black History fact.
Truly. Keep up the good work, sir.